We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You believe the Bears' prayers will be answered regarding their new lakefront dome. What did you make of the renderings, the video, the whole dog and pony show yesterday? How about Governor Pritzker's lukewarm response?
Stadium deals and taxpayers putting money forward for stadium deals, not particularly popular around the country. Take note that the winner of the Super Bowl this year, the team went out to try to get a stadium financed by the public, and it was rejected. And I think this is, you know, a recognition that these are private businesses, that the owners of these private businesses need to put a lot more forward in order to get, you know, have their dreams fulfilled and not just rely upon the taxpayers of Illinois to make that happen for them. Having said that, I think all of us want success for the state. We want, you know, more commerce. We want more jobs. We want our teams to be successful. So, we share all of that in common, but we've got to use our dollars wisely.
All right, a lot there. Dog and pony show. Will the Bears have their prayers answered? And a comment or two there from the governor.
Yeah, listen, I'm a sucker for a dog and pony show. I said that. I thought they did a great job. I thought that the video was fantastic. I loved the drawings and the renderings. That's all the fun stuff. The putting the dome on the roof of Soldier Field was a good video. Oh, look. That kind of stuff. You got me all day, every day. I'm on board. I love the idea. I love seeing a little imagination, and I love kind of science fiction. Let's pretend this is what the future is going to look like. All right. Look how humans get along. Look at how wonderful things are. I understand that you're always going to be floored by that kind of thing, and I'm used to it. And I allow myself that indulgence in life. And it was great. I thought they put on one hell of a show. I thought they did a really good job. And I thought that they went up there and they gave their explanation of how things are. And then I thought the governor responded with a kind of a shrug and kind of, yeah, well, that's a big ask. You know, the Bears are planning on spending 71% of the bill or whatever the numbers were. That's awesome. Build your own building and then let maybe the government help on infrastructure, but I don't see that is what they're doing here. It's like, we're going to do this. We're going to build half of it. You're going to build the other. We're going to get it done. Let's all go together. You heard from the governor. You heard from the speaker. I'm telling you, this is a huge ask, and I don't know that they're going to get this one to work out for them. I love the show. I love the preparation, and I thought it was fun. I just don't know where it winds up.
Yeah, I don't know where it winds up. I'm really looking forward to your interview with Kevin Warren here at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to watch it on Twitch. You'll be able to listen to it. And then following that, we're going to hear from the mayor of Arlington Heights and hear his reaction to everything that's gone on and whether or not he thinks that the Bears are done potentially coming up his way or not. And the video is great. Mully, you mentioned something in your answer that I think is important and worth talking about, and this might not be the time, but I'm just going to put it out there and we can get to it later if you guys deem it worthy. But what about the video that we all, I don't want to speak for David here, but we all loved and we joked around, Bill Curtis voiced it over, right? Where they put a dome on Soldier Field. Because here's my biggest issue is we're getting rid of Soldier Field. That part I don't like. about this whole thing. How much is that project? How much, you know, like, instead of the current project, like, how much was that project? And is that project completely off the table? I wonder, because we're talking about the big ask. And if we were to put the dome on Soldier Field, would the Bears still be in for $2.5 billion?
I don't think that's realistic. Yeah. I think that was all kind of a fantasy land thing.
I don't think that any other options are realistic at this point because of the timing. The reason we saw this yesterday, a day before the NFL draft, is because time is of the essence and time is money. And you can't waste any more of either. And so yesterday what we saw was impressive. It was definitely an impressive presentation. Well-conceived, slick, well-executed, and you give the Bears credit for that. They definitely have their act together in presenting this clear image of what they envision about the future on the lakefront. I just don't know, as you heard from Governor Pritzker, I just don't know how practical it is. And I think we've got to deal with this grandiose vision of what you want this to be. And Kevin Warren articulates it as well as anybody ever has at Halas Hall. What do you want the future of the Bears to look like? We saw that, and it's great. I don't know how you responsibly can pay for that. I don't know how you are fiscally responsible is the way that you refer to the Bears and your leadership, and then suggest that there's still $2.3 billion, half of the project is going to come from the public sector. And that, to me, is still a stop sign. When you're talking about the enthusiasm and you want to get behind this, I wonder about, you know, you have, how did they arrive at the $2 billion worth of pledging the money? Because if it's 3.2 or 3.2 to build the stadium, why did you stop at $2 billion? If you are really worth $6.3 billion, as Forbes estimates as an organization, do you have more to give? Is this a negotiation, perhaps? I don't know. A lot of questions unanswered. I think Governor Pritzker is exactly right about the appetite for this in Springfield and maybe throughout the state. And I think Brandon Johnson's inclusion in this, in the process, as front and center as he is as much of a political ploy or a move as anything. And I think you have to be very cautious before you just dive in with both feet and say, okay, here's the blank check. We believe in what you're doing here. I think there are questions to be asked, and I look forward to talking to Kevin Warren at 7 o'clock.
I will open the floor up for questions after we have Charles Smith.
What is the bigger story? The Bears announcing plans for the $4.6 billion stadium project to remain on the lakefront, or the team selecting Caleb Williams number one overall in tonight's NFL draft, and why?
All right, so we're talking about the stadium project in all terms of conditions and couching our conclusions, and we're say this, if, then, and but. That's because it's a definite maybe. It's huge in scope. $4.6 billion in the city of Chicago for a dome stadium where the Bears will call home for Super Bowls and Final Fours on the lakefront. Are you kidding me? That is huge. But it's also, it's a concept. You know what's reality? Caleb Williams coming to Chicago. The Bears being better. The Bears opening that Super Bowl window, and it's wide open for the next 5 to 7, dream a little, 10 years. Because Caleb Williams becomes a Bear tonight. That's a big deal. That's a bigger deal than a maybe. This is a yes, sir. The Bears are back. And tonight at 7:15, Caleb Williams is introduced, hugs Roger Goodell, and everybody's high-fiving throughout Chicago because that's a bigger story.
Well, I agree. You know, wherever the Bears play, people are going to show up. And they're going to show up in droves, and the place is going to be sold out. Caleb Williams has the opportunity to set all kinds of records. And the best part about that is that he's not coming here as the number one draft pick to set those records. He's coming here to win. What he really wants to do is win. That's my takeaway on the guy. The guy is all football. The guy eats it, drinks it, sleeps it. He is football, football, football with another side of football, please. That's the biggest story, because as we've seen, unfortunately, on the quarterback that the Bears let get away, this league is all about the quarterback, and the Bears are trying to select the right one to lead them into the future.
This is a huge story, and it's a huge story. Caleb Williams being drafted because it's tangible, because it's not theoretical. It's not something that, you know, maybe if we work the right people and work the room the right way, we'll be able to convince them to do. This is a guy that's coming in here. You've cleared the path. He's going to start at quarterback for the Chicago Bears come the first game of the season. And I would imagine he's going to start at quarterback for as long as he envisions. I think he's going to be here for years. And we're going to find out, you know, what are the flaws? What are the problems? What doesn't he do well on the field? All of that will be revealed. But you're also going to see a lot of the really great qualities this guy has. And you're going to see a professional offensive football team for the first time in forever from the Chicago Bears. I just think that because this is the move with the team on the field, this is the most important story going on right now. And the rest of it is probably more important for the future of the organization and how healthy they are and how much money the family makes and where the great-grandchildren go to school. But the reality is that the product on the field, the player, the quarterback, the position itself, that's what's going to resonate with fans for the next 10, 15 years.
And there will be many people, whether you're here today or watching online or listening on the radio or reading the newspapers, that may have questions.
Are you digging the Caleb Williams Rome Odunze Mutual Admiration Society? How about Odunze revealing he did indeed catch passes from Williams along with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen in LA last week? So that wasn't fake news. Does it feel like these guys are about to be the Bears draft haul tonight in the top 10 of the NFL draft?
From the question on paper to the ears of God, my friend, if we can keep tapping into some religious stuff related to the Bears. That sounds great to me. That would be fantastic. Imagine that as your draft room. Imagine that as your wide receiver room. Imagine having those guys and you throw in, you got a new running back, you got a tight end that can catch the ball, you got a new tight end. Look at what the Bears are building if they come away with that. I'm all for it. I love the idea of it. I like the fact that the two of them are kind of hanging together and having a laugh and jumping on Twitter and having a mutual admiration society. The idea of the two of them coming to Chicago together, sharing a plane ride to Chicago, I'm all for it. I think it would be fantastic. In case you missed it yesterday, the Detroit Lions signed a couple of players. I don't know if you saw the extensions yesterday. They gave up $230 million in contract extension to their offensive tackle, Penny Sewell, might be the best in the business, and to the younger brother, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the younger of the St. Browns. The Bears have the wrong St. Brown. But he's a super good player, and he's a Pro Bowl player. He's not the best receiver, and he's making more money if you look at the yearly contract stuff. Wide receivers are getting paid through the nose is the point.
Bears don't have his brother anymore.
And the Bears, thankfully, they let his brother go.
His brother gone? Saints.
Okay. Well, he was here. Blocking.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
I can dig it. This is awesome. You know what else is awesome? And again, like we talked about this maybe in this segment 24 hours ago, maybe right at about the third question of the pick six. But so he did catch balls from Caleb Williams along with our guy DJ Moore and Keenan Allen in LA. I think that's like massive news and super cool. And I'm assuming they're like running the plays and using the verbiage already together. So that's really cool. And that quarterback room would be awesome. And I would dig it.
It was set up apparently by T.J. Houshmandzadeh, the former Bengals receiver that has a connection, I think, with Rome Odunze. And the fact that they were all three there working out with Caleb Williams, developing a quick rapport and chemistry, it definitely makes you feel like this would be a tremendous outcome if that's the name the Bears choose and hand in with the ninth pick, because of what it would mean to their offense and how it would give you a rookie contract for a wide receiver in sync with your rookie quarterback contract. There's so much to like about this scenario, and there's so much to look at in terms of guys like DJ Moore and Keenan Allen being receptive to not being WR1, not being the diva that we think of when we think of wide receivers. There's room for all three. It would be an elite wide receiver room, and let's hope this is an indication of what is to come. You can't guarantee he's going to be there. A lot of mock drafts say that Adunze could be gone by then, but if he's there, boy, does this relationship make that tempting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
That's the voice of Brad Biggs. 9 a.m. today is Biggs time. Brad Biggs, 9 with Mully and Haw. What will be the first unpredictable move tonight in the NFL draft that will ruin all the mock drafts done by the mock draft experts?
Well, I think the easy answer to that is everybody will latch out. Well, J.J. McCarthy is going to go, and somebody's going to trade up to get him, maybe to be the Vikings. That could be the case, but unpredictable means what don't you expect to happen? I kind of expect that maybe to happen. I wouldn't be shocked if four quarterbacks are the first four picks of this draft because of the trade. But I think that where things are going to get really interesting, you see a couple. I talked to a guy yesterday have heard that I was in on Joe Alt and loved all the things about the Notre Dame left tackle, and I do. But the unpredictable part of tonight could be if Alabama's left tackle, J.C. Latham, goes before, if he's the first tackle off the board.
Wow.
That will push things down. That could shake things up. And if you're looking for something that you don't expect, expect the unexpected in the draft every single year. J.C. Latham going ahead of Joe Alt might be one of those things.
Well, I think the draft starts at number three unless things go incredibly crazy and the Commanders don't draft the LSU quarterback. That would blow my mind if Daniels wasn't taken number two. I think five quarterbacks are gonna. I think Michael Penix Jr. is going in the first round.
Sure.
And I think the other. Well, there's a lot of. I mean, when so you say sure.
No, he's going to go in the first round. But we're talking top right, but, 10.
We are?
No, I'm just asking. You said the draft's going to turn.
I think it starts at three. I mean, it really starts at three. The safest pick in this draft to me is Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. If outside of injury,
safest
which you cannot
player.
He can make the biggest impact the very first time he steps on an NFL field. He's got all of it. He's got everything his dad has, who's a Hall of Famer, plus 3.5 to 4 inches, which is huge in today's NFL. So, I mean, whoever gets him, and again, let's not listen. Again, Bears, don't be afraid to give the 9 and next year's and the rest of this year's draft and go get Marvin Harrison Jr. and then just be done with it. You know, and then just be done with the draft. Just get it all out of the way. Trade the 9, the rest of this year's draft, next year's number 1. Just get Marvin Harrison. Put the 2 of them on a plane back here and make it real simple.
Yeah, that would be a big move if something like that happened. Look, this is the reality of the draft. There are going to be 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round. Okay, there will be. Penix will go, and so will the kid from Oregon.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix will go. That before the first round is over. There are teams desperate for quarterbacks. The question is whether they're going to get on their horses and they're going to start trading early. And I think that's what's that is going to be the real. The problem with having done tons of mock drafts, the problem is once you are wrong about one player, it only takes one player, or a team moves and does something, that throws off your whole mock. I mean, the last 20 picks are impossible. Anybody, right now, we could sit here and we could come up with the top 6 players, and we'd have a good 90% chance of being right. I think we could probably go. You got a certain amount of run to you, but then when it ends pretty abruptly, and then you're all fouled up. And every once in a while, you get back on a team and you can get back on a roll. But you know, nobody is going to get more than like 14 players right, and if they do, out of the 32 first round, that's a hell of a mock draft. It's genius. Well done. Here's the reality of NFL drafts. There's going to be a run on the bank. There's going to be a run on quarterbacks early. Everybody wants to create a quarterback, make up a quarterback. We got to get a quarterback. This guy's going to do it. We're going to move and get him. That happens every draft. There's going to be a run on offensive tackles. There always is. That's one of the things that's out there, the idea that there's a bunch of teams are going to trade up for an offensive tackle. A bunch of teams need a tackle, got to get a tackle. There's going to be a run on defensive ends. There's only 4 of them in the first round. You're going to try to get as many of those players as humanly possible. There's a limited number of some of these positions. There's going to be a run on defensive backs at the bottom of the draft because some of these guys are going to fall, and you got a bunch of teams that know they need to improve their secondary, and they're going to make a series of moves at the end. So it's just a question of time before which position takes over. But the NFL draft is this kind of wild animal that can get out of the barn on you. And there are always players that the draft boards don't hold as popular as the experts. And I mean, the experts might think are more popular than the reality of how teams look at them. So, yeah, there'll be tons of surprises. It'll be fun. There'll be a lot of trades today, too. I'm predicting 5 draft day trades, which is a lot.
That's a good question.
What do you make of Cody Bellinger hitting the IL with not one but 2 fractured ribs on his right side after running into the wall on Tuesday night? How much will he and his 8-game hitting streak be missed, even with top prospect Pete Crow Armstrong coming up to help? Any idea how long Bellinger will be out?
That's a really bad injury. That is a bad injury. You know, you think about your ribs, they're curved, and, they are designed so that you're not going to take a lot of abuse on them. I don't know if anyone's ever had a fractured rib. Your ribs don't heal. Like you can't put them in a cast. You can't figure out a way to get better. It just takes time. It's going to take 6 weeks before he's going to be able to breathe well. He's got 2 of them. I'm telling you, this is a bad injury. I had a fractured rib once, and it was as painful as any injury you're going to have. And it's awful to have that kind of an injury because there is very little you can do about it. It just has to kind of heal on its own. And, you know, the good news is it's just the bone that's fractured. There's not like there's nothing that's come off the bone. There's no torn, cartridge in there or anything. So that's makes it easier, but this is going to take a while because there's really no way of making it heal faster. So I would imagine that he's going to be out for a little bit, and I would imagine that that they're going to feel that. You know, he's a great player, and he's just seemed like he was just getting going. just starting to really, you know, the 8-game hitting streak. They scored all their runs in the first inning yesterday. They got through one day. That's kind of how you have to approach this. This 16-game stretch now becomes more difficult.
Yeah, I mean, they started that 16 games and 16-day stretch. There was definitely language. I saw Pete Crow Armstrong coming up on X. I saw that first.
Yeah.
And immediately I knew why he was coming up, or at least I assumed, and I was right. I didn't know what the injury was. When I saw the injury, there was language again. It's disappointing, right? I mean, you know, you got to worry about that wall. You got to worry about the ivy. It's not fully in bloom yet.
You need the padding below the ivy?
Maybe you could put padding below and pull the ivy through, maybe. How much would that cost? And would the city or state have to get involved to pay for that padding?
Wow.
But it's disappointing. PCA doesn't have the bat, obviously, that Cody Bellinger has, and you got Suzuki out and Kyle Hendricks out. So the injury bug has bit the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, Tyone, Steele, Hendricks, Suzuki, Bellinger. They've had all the injuries. You talk about Julian Merriweather. And look, the Cubs are 15-9. How are they 15-9? That's a good question. They've overcome these injuries, and I think they'll deal with this one. It's not great. Cody Bellinger's just starting to get it going. You don't really worry about him getting it going again unless this injury lingers. That's why you can't rush him back. If you do have grander plans this year, you want to take your time. Same with Suzuki. Same with Steele. Same with all of these injuries. The Cubs' depth is being tested right now. PCA is not here to be developed. He's here to help them win games. I liked that Craig Counsell reminded us of that. That means he might not play every day. That means he shouldn't play every day because he can't hit yet. He's still looking for his first major league hit, and he wasn't exactly tearing up tearing the cover off the ball at Iowa. So use him in specific situations. Use him in matchups that are conducive to him succeeding. And then do your thing, Craig Counsell, because this is why you're here, to do more with less, apparently, because the Cubs are dealing with injuries they didn't anticipate. Cody Bellinger is the worst one yet, though, because if he's out for 6 weeks, this is your MVP, your most valuable hitter, out for an extended period of time, and that's not good.
You can continue to talk about it, and you guys can continue to ask those questions, and I'll continue to answer it this way.
What happened to Garrett Crochet, who struggled again last night against the Twins? Is he no longer the White Sox best pitcher? If not him, who?
No idea who the White Sox best pitcher is. It's still Garrett Crochet, even though he hasn't been the same since his first two starts when we were impressed, like everyone else, watching him pitch. He says his stuff is still electric. They're just hitting it. That's not good. That's not good at all. What is going well for the White Sox? Nothing at all. I don't know who the best pitcher is. I know you're not supposed to say I don't know, but you look at the White Sox. Do you know anything about the White Sox? No, except for they stink. 3-21.
As Ozzie would say, we stinks. Yeah, Garrett did not have a great night up there. Is this part of this, the fact that the White Sox stink and it's hard to get motivated and it's hard to compete when everything around you stinks? Is that part of this? Maybe I guess you better hope so as a Sox fan, because you don't want this kid ruined because the stench at 35th and Shields is getting so bad.
Yeah, I don't think that was Ozzy. I think you're thinking of the former Cubs pitcher.
We stinks.
Yeah.
Zambrano.
That was Carlos Zambrano. At any rate.
They still stink.
Yeah, they do stink. I think
you're. Who stinks?
I think Garrett Crochet is going through, you know, becoming a starter. He's a young guy. He got a lot of adrenaline for his first couple of goes at it. And you know, that was wonderful. And I think the reality of life is settling in a little bit and things have gotten harder. I don't give up on him. I think you still plug him out there. The White Sox best pitcher right now is Eric Fetty. He's just pitching better than anybody else. Doesn't mean he's any good. But if you want to know who their best pitcher is at this minute, their best starting pitcher is probably Eric Fetty by default. So, okay, that's where you're at. They don't obviously have a lot. They don't have a lot of good players. They don't have a lot of good pitchers. They've got a lot of good minor leaguers, maybe. I don't know. Are we going to see Thorpe at some point?
I hope so.
Coming up? probably.
I hope so.
Eventually. And I'm sure Nastrini will be back. He's going to miss a couple starts. And, you know, look, the Sox knew what this was when they got into it. And this is not a surprise to any of us that we didn't think they'd be able to score a run. And when they traded Dylan Cease, we didn't think they'd be able to pitch much.
Is it Jonathan Cannon?
No. No.
It's good fodder.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, they've got some young guys that you know, had one good start and then kind of failed on the second one. And I put Crochet, he's kind of like that too. They're all kind of the same type of player. But they're not going to eat a lot of innings. You're going to have to keep bringing people up, and you're going to have to – you know, is Mike Clevenger going to wind up being their best pitcher? Their best pitcher would be Trevor Bauer if they decided to sign him. I'm telling you, he's better than anyone they got on the roster. I don't want him. I'm just telling you that's the truth.
What a tangled web.
It is. It's
a tangled web that Crochet has woven.
A tangled web you weave when first you practice to deceive. And
I'm giving you all these puns. I'm throwing them out there for you.
I'm appreciative.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.